possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In regards to injuries, it has been a season-long dilemma. Problem. How these all happen, I don't know. I can't keep myself healthy. By the way, as an aside, Nolan, you'll like this. I'm sitting there as Mantolino's having his press conference. I start getting mini back spasms. Swear to God. My right leg started going numb. Dr. Sock, I was thinking about you if you're listening. I started doing little leg stretches, which you got to stretch the hammies. Because for those who don't know, I got slight scoliosis, hurt my back playing tennis drunk back in 1992. It is what it is. And I'm like, oh, man. Because if it escalates to like full on, I wouldn't have been able to get out of that chair. They would have left. I would have just sat there in absolute pain. Because if you're familiar with back issues, you ever had back problems before?
Nothing really bad.
Nolan, you're a young, strapping, muscular guy, no?
I've had spasms before, but it was a result of a bad mattress.
Oh.
So I haven't had them in over a year, knock on wood.
But it's like rigor mortis sets in. Can't move. So I'm like, oh, dude. So I start stretching a little bit. And then I get up, they subside, walk out to the car, pop 100 milligrams of Advil because I keep Advils in the car, went over to Pickles, had a glorious time with Joe LaCroix and Jim Hunter, me, Nolan, and Bordy will be there tonight. Crushed a couple of 16-ounce Mick Ultras. You wouldn't know my back was in pain at all. So that was kind of happening. But so Eplin, I can relate. Three times on the IL, which is not his MO. And if he was not hurt, he's probably a guy pitching for a contending team right now. Mm-hmm. In the second week of August. The Batista one was a kaboom. Significant shoulder issue. But Nolan, we'll get back to you real quick. Because I know you're all on Elias. And I think a lot of it, I haven't turned 100% on him. I'm skeptical. I'm more concerned with what are you doing with the money? Are you going to be able to spend wisely? Yeah. I mean, can you be aggressive if David Rubenstein says, go get me Dylan Cease, and I don't care what it costs. Just using him as an example or one of the many free agents that are going to be out there. You're going to be willing to pull the trigger, or is he going to say, no, that's not the smart move to do? Or are you going to be able to package a deal to get a George Kirby or a Logan Gilbert pitching tonight if Seattle might be inclined, or the Miller kid who's on the IL right now, if they're inclined to move some of these dudes? Because that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to sign a pitcher, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to trade for one. But Nolan, for the last time in 2025, as the Orioles are buried in last place, they've lost three in a row. They've been shut out how many times? 13? Do we use injuries as an excuse for why they are where they are right now?
It's part
last
of it.
Time.
It's part of it. It's part of it. I just don't feel comfortable just chalking everything up to that. I think it's giving them a pass for what they didn't do. And at a certain point, had the injuries been ridiculous, Oh, yeah. I mean, it got way out of hand there around the midway point of the season. And then you get stuff like this where it's just, man, like, give us a break. You know, can anything go right? More so when we talk about Felix and less about Eflin, because I think it would have been easier for people to accept that Eflin wasn't going to be here next year anyway. But Felix is supposed to be a part of the future. So that now very much a dark cloud hanging over what was already an ominous situation.
And you look at the roster, the way it's put together now,
oof.
Or even on the farm. And we'll talk to Tony Pente tomorrow, but who's the closer? It's not Cano.
Nope.
Aiken doesn't seem, I mean, they're best in their, I mean, Cano was an all-star 2 years ago being the right-handed setup guy. And when he's had to close, didn't fare well. Aiken, you know, gets lefties out, can give you some length in relief, but closer, it doesn't appear to be in his DNA. So now they need a closer. So where are you going to do that? I mean, it's just, it's a brutal turn of events for Mike Elliott. Now with Eflin, do you tender him? I would. No, I tender
Eflin. At this point?
Yeah, you tender him, because I'm assuming he'll be fine by spring training. I mean, I don't know. You tender him. If he signs somewhere else, you get a pick. If he accepts the qualifying offer, you got to pay him $22 million. What's it, 21 and a half this year? Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it'll go up. So it's $22 million. Or do you just non-tender him and just let him move on into the next phase of his baseball career here? What do you do with Zach Eflin? Because you have options.
I think your doctors probably have a lot to say on that one. You know, the back doctor, you know, what's it look like, his recovery and stuff?
Yeah, procedure. It's like it's a lumbar disc thing, which is correctable, I guess. Right.
Well, that the nature of that injury, that's something that's just a big red flag for me. And Bob, you just got done talking about your back issues.
Yeah,
and
just sitting on my fat ass watching him talk about people with bad backs.
Stafford, he's still out.
Exactly. Yeah, he was supposed to practice, what, 2 days?
Yeah.
3 days?
Yeah, he threw, 40-some balls, and now he said nothing.
Get ready for Jimmy G week one.
Yeah.
That stuff doesn't go away,
no.
Is the point. So, you know, Zach Eflin, when he came over here at the deadline last year, he was great, but he even missed time then. You know, he missed a little stint here or there. Before he was able to finish strong and did well in the playoffs. But, you know, I think after the season he had, and even when he was healthy, it was a roller coaster season. I think there's a debate to be had, even if he was healthy, over tendering him the contract at that price. If he's making $18 million this year, posting the stats he just did, plus three different stints on the IL, back surgery coming up, I don't know how you can justify paying him more than $18 million a year. All of that adds up to offering him less, at the very least the same. And prior to the surgery, I think I would have went to him and said, you know what, screw the pick. Of course, Elias would never say that. He's obsessed with his draft picks. I mean, he might give him $25 million a year just for the chance at the draft pick. I mean, knowing him. So I just, to me, red flag, as bad as it is, as barren as your pitching staff is, I'm just not touching it because it's going to blow up in your face.
And I hear you could, but I mean, there's always the option of you don't tender him at all. He hits free agency, and then you maybe kind of renegotiate, given the, hey, you owe us something, dude, because you kind of derailed our season with your three trips to the IL.
Yeah, are you better off
at the trade deadline?
Are you better off taking the $22 million and getting somebody else? You know, it's going to cost you more, but take that $22 million for.
He will. I think if you offer him the qualifying offer, he would take it.
No doubt.
Given where he's at, and then now you're SOL, and now you got nothing.
All right. I hear what you're saying. I mean, these are questions that Mike Elias is going to have to answer, and maybe he already has his answer. We don't know. But you tell Eflin, bye-bye, thanks for the memories. You still need a couple of starting pitchers. Eflin healthy fits into a Trevor Rogers, Dean Kramer.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bradish, who we're going to see Bradish and Wells in September. Can't rely on them coming back from both elbow issues. Tommy John for Bradish, and what did Wells have? A different scenario, but one that's cost him over a year. Maybe he would be best suited to pitch out of the back end. And we played earlier, Grayson Rodriguez should be ready for spring training.
Mm. They've got a lot of pitchers, Bob, that a lot of ifs.
Got a woulda, coulda, shouldas going on there. And you can't project to win your division next year or compete for a world championship because the window's still open with your core. But another year's gone by. So it might have been wide open. It's closed a little bit here. You know, your cat could still get out of it, but it's closing a little bit. So Mike Elias is going to go out there and have to do some things to turn it around. I don't even want to ask the audience what they think. A lot of people have lost faith in Mike Elias. I want to hear from those who still have faith that Mike Elias is the guy to get the Orioles over the hump that he kind of created. Injuries are real. Gunnar didn't come out of spring training, neither did Grayson, never pitched at all. Moo Man got her first series, so did Westberg. I mean, these are real things that have happened, but do you think Mike Elias is the guy? If you don't think so, your silence is already gold.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.